Welcome. Today we're discussing an incredibly impactful piece about the aftermath of a terrorist attack in Kashmir. A fire on the mountain, so to speak.
This sounds heavy. What exactly happened, Dot?
Well, imagine a picturesque town, Pahalgam, bustling with tourists, suddenly turned ghostly after a militant attack killed 26 people, mostly Hindu tourists.
Devastating. And what were the immediate consequences?
Chaos, fear, and a security crackdown in Kashmir. Hundreds detained, some with the flimsiest of connections to the attack. One family, with a distant link to Pakistan, was nearly deported. It's heartbreaking.
The article mentions Kashmir's contested history, right? How does that play into this?
Kashmir has been a point of contention between India and Pakistan for decades. This attack reignited those tensions, with both countries engaging in military exercises and threats, and Kashmiris, already caught in the middle, faced even more scrutiny and discrimination.
So this attack amplified existing prejudice.
Absolutely. Kashmiri students in other parts of India were harassed, evicted, called terrorists. Their only crime was being Kashmiri. It's unbelievable.
What about the geopolitical ramifications? Did things escalate further?
Things got very tense. India took drastic measures against Pakistan, suspending a crucial water treaty, expelling diplomats. Pakistan retaliated. The situation felt like it was spiraling towards war. Airstrikes were exchanged. People died.
A war? That's terrifying. How did it end?
A U.S. brokered ceasefire. But, it's incredibly fragile. Accusations of violations started almost immediately. Drones spotted. Explosions in Srinagar. It's anything but peaceful.
So, even with a ceasefire, the underlying tensions remain.
Exactly. The article ends with a haunting question. How long until the blood flows again? It's a stark reminder of the precariousness of the situation and the ongoing suffering of the Kashmiri people.
This is a truly complex and tragic situation. Thank you for shedding light on it.
Thank you for listening. It's important to understand these stories. Until next time, goodbye.
Goodbye.